This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Savage coming up in a few minutes to talk about the globalist plan to trigger wider wars and election October surprise. Let's play clip one and then Tristan Tate on AJ's reinstatement from the big Elon Musk massive interview yesterday. Here's clip one and two back to back.
This has been the problem since really 2018. And if Trump hadn't, because people need to remember what the internet was like before Trump won the election. It really wasn't Trump won the election, because you had the head of Google go up there and say on election night in an internal meeting, and Alan Bakari at Breitbart has the video on this, said, we will not let this happen again. Big tech said, we will not let a populist uprising take over and put a candidate in office, right? Left or right, they said they will choose from now on. And that's when the censorship industrial complex began. So prior to Alex Jones's just really public execution in terms of the digital square, it was a digital public execution that we saw. Prior to that, the idea that people were being suspended on Twitter, you know, Twitter 1.0, or even Facebook or YouTube or any of these things, it was ridiculous. You had to either, you know, really, you know, seriously violate terms of service, death threats, doxing. That was pretty much it. That was pretty much the only thing, or like actually hacking the system was the only thing that gets you out. But when they did that to Alex Jones, it fundamentally changed the way that we operate on social media and the way that we share information. And up until the point of Elon Musk purchasing Twitter and transforming it now into X, we have not had the ability to freely share information. And that's why in the past year, it's basically been about a year and change since he purchased it, that's why you've suddenly started to see people, and not even just on X, but out in the real world, out in normal conversations, we're finally starting to move past that point of intense censorship, where if you've lived in any country that has an authoritarian regime, you know that the censorship isn't external, it's internal. So it's internal, it's in your mind, you know you're not allowed to hold certain opinions, you know you're allowed to say certain things, and so you censor yourself before you speak. And so, Alex, I just commend you for being able to always walk through these things, to never stop fighting, and then, you know, really just you have to look at Elon Musk and say thank you for what he has done.
Again, I literally don't say this to sound like I love everybody and I'm this, you know, gracious guy. This is not about me. It's about all of us. But once you get censored and once people are scared to defend you, they can lie about you, they can attack you, they can demonize you, but more importantly, I was then used as a tool to scare everybody else and say, look what we did to Alex Jones. You better behave yourself or we'll Alex Jones you.
We've got Tristan on stage. Tristan, we've got Alex Jones back on X. Would love your thoughts on your experience getting censored and congratulations on finally being able to walk free.
My quick thoughts on Alex Jones being reinstated to X. To be fair, today has been the happiest day of my life this year. And that includes my release from prison. I feel like Alex Jones is the canary in the coal mine. As he said, he was the guy who they canceled first. They hit first. And he actually set an example, I think, for all of us guys, myself, my brother included, because I have platforms like Rumble to fall back on. X obviously reinstated me the moment Elon bought it. But Alex Jones was fighting in the trenches, pardon my French, for years and years and years by himself, Infowars.com, with, you know, me and his loyal fans and, you know, people tuning in and supporting him. And, you know, the fact that he's now made it through the fire and he's back on X is a massive, massive moment, I think, for the movement of everybody who believes in what I think we all believe. And, you know, as I said, we could disagree on certain issues, but basics like the democratically elected leaders of countries need to lead the countries. Basic shit like this. I mean, Alex Jones is a real voice for truth, a voice for reason, a voice for what's right, a voice against evil. And I'm just absolutely ecstatic that he's back. I can't wipe the smile off my face.
Thank you, Kristen. Love you. All right, we've got Jack Posobiec here, and I just thought of this because any listener knows this happened, but I want to show it to you. The last time he was on, and all over his show, The last 6 months, he's been predicting what's happening now. They're going to try to go to full war with Russia as the October surprise. Now it's official. Zelensky's about to address the U.S. military. So as good as things are in the Great Awakening, they're planning to take us to war, jack us up.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, former Navy intelligence officer, great journalist, good friend of mine, known him now like 8 years, Jack Posobiec, at Jack Posobiec on X, was instrumental behind the scenes getting me back on there. Really appreciate him being one of the few people out there that actually defended me when the deplatforming happened. He did it. Steven Crowder did it. Tucker Carlson said it was wrong. Joe Rogan said it was wrong. But so many other conservatives or populists just didn't even defend me. Some said it should happen. I knew it was about to happen to everybody. But that's not why Jack Posobiec is joining us. We'll get to it later in the hour. Or the huge Elon Musk interview that he and I had. We were all interviewing each other yesterday. It was epic. It's gone viral. 50 million views or more. I mean, it's just insane. And that space is on X. We have millions and millions of extra people tuning in right now. The servers are all at max. They're trying to scale them up right now. I don't want to exaggerate, but the number I saw about an hour ago was at least 15 million people tuned in just on our system. So this place is red hot right now. So we've had some issues just with the amount of audience tuning in. But I wanted him on about this, and I didn't tell the crew. So later we're going to play this on X when it's not live, and it will be there. Because starting about 6 months ago, I was saying this, but Jack really, with his military and intelligence background, nailed it the best I've seen other than Steve Bannon. Steve's saying it too, that they're going to launch a wider war with Russia as the October surprise. And that as Russia wins that war, a proxy war with NATO, look for that. Well, since then, Biden came out, and I'm going to find those clips, so when we put this on X, we'll have it up front, you know, Jack predicting it. 6 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, but we'll just get one of the latest to put it up there. So people really respect that. You know, he's telling us now what's happening, but he told us 6 months ago. And I wish this wasn't the case. They have a lot of different scenarios, a new virus, terror attacks, cyber attack, and they've been pre-programming that in the media too. So they've got those things ready too. They like the virus idea, new lockdowns, because they can, you know, try to do the same thing that they did in 2020 again. But now they're pre-programming 100 times the other propaganda that they were getting warmed up and prepared to roll out. You have the Secretary of Defense. You have the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You have puppet Biden. You have the Secretary of State. You have Zelensky traveling around now about to address U.S. military, getting them ready to go in and fight Russia. A foreign leader, a cokehead, gay prostitute. Nothing against gay people, but come on, folks. He plays the piano with his penis on TV, wears high heels, and simulates sex with men on TV. I mean, he's totally compromised, and he's now going to address our military like he's Winston Churchill or something. Churchill didn't address our military, he addressed Congress. So they are really getting ready for this, and this is their big play. It's horrific. It's hard to believe. I wish it wasn't the case. Here's a short clip of Biden a week and a half ago.
Well, we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory. Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO.
All right. Then Tucker Carlson talked to members of Congress that were in a closed-door meeting last week. This was later confirmed. Even the New York Times talked to folks. And Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, said, your sons and daughters will be fighting and dying within months in Russia. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the quote. If we don't give them the $106 billion. And he's going to attack NATO. Since then, we have, again, the Secretary of State, all of them saying it, and now Zelensky's running around like a chicken with his head cut off saying it. It's preposterous if you know what's going on. It's insanely dangerous. And there's one thing that tyrants use to stay in power that's their number one go-to. There's a lot of things, but it's their number one go-to, and that's war. So Jack Posobiec, one of the smartest people out there. Jack, you called it. We don't have the clip because it's not the crew's fault. I just thought of it 10 seconds before he came on. We're going to get it probably while you're on the next 45 minutes, but regardless, when this goes on X this afternoon, it's up front. You nailed it. You called it even better than I, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon. We were saying that was a concern, but you walked through it and described how they'd roll it out. And the hair on the back of my neck this weekend, when it went from Biden to the Secretary of State to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs to all of them, word for word what you said, did you get intel or from your deep understanding? How did you nail this? Talk about 4D chess. You nailed it. Because even I wouldn't think full direct war with Russia and threatening U.S. troops fighting Russia, that is World War III, folks. I wouldn't think that'd even be that bold. How the hell did you come up with that?
Look, Alex, it's great to be back here on InfoWars. If I remember correctly, we did that. It was right about the end of September when I last came on here and I made that prediction. And as I say, it wasn't just a prediction. That was based on things that I'm hearing because, look, I serve in the U.S. military, serve in the intelligence community. I still know people that serve in the intelligence community. People reach out to me, and every day we put the stories up, humanevents.com. We've got the stories up 2 p.m. Eastern every day on the Human Events show. But Alex, when I came on here, because this is not just a story. This is not just something that I'm looking for credit. This is something that we need to prevent. This is something that we need. And when you and I spoke to Elon Musk recently, we know that he has thought about this and spoken out against this.
By the way, let me just interrupt you. Now I'm going to shut up and skip the break. Hold on. I'm going to skip the break. I'm going to give it the floor in the next 15 minutes. I'm going to shut up. But exactly, this is not about credit. The reason I came on here and built this up is you called it. People better listen to you now because it's actually happening now. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Alex, I want to be wrong. I would love to be debunked. I would love to be proven completely wrong on this, and I will wear egg on my sleeve for the rest of my life because I don't want this to happen. I don't want my two little boys to be sent over to have to fight Russia or anywhere in the world to go up against this. This would be the end of our world as we know it. But Alex, when I talk to people in the intel community, when I talk to people in there, they tell me all the time, they say, no, Russia's just this backwards power. Russia, we don't have to worry about them. They think it's like the 1990s still, and the U.S. can go in. Look, this is not Iraq. This is not Libya. These are not, the sand magicians that we can just go in and start ground pounding all over. This is a serious military. They have the largest nuclear arsenal on the planet. They're signing deals. They're now signing a military agreement with Iran, by the way. So they're going to be backfilling and selling.
They have dozens of submarines off our coast full of nuclear weapons.
Submarines, all of it. They've got all of it, full cyber capabilities, space capabilities. And so for us to go and look at this country and treat them as if they're some backwater podunk that we can just push around, I think that the people in our military and its highest levels, whether it be Lloyd Austin, whether it be the people in the White House, and by the way, I do have people in the White House who reach out to me and talk about these things. And Joe Biden honestly believes, when Joe Biden came out there and said Russia has already lost, he honestly believes these things because this is what the people are telling him. They're not being honest with him. They're not being honest with the American people. He doesn't know where he is. And people like Victoria Nuland, people like Tony Blinken, people like Jake Sullivan, Alex, they are demented. They believe that if we continue to ratchet up and escalate the pressure on Russia, they think that they can achieve regime change because that is their ultimate goal. It's always been their ultimate goal is regime change in Russia by either killing Putin, by killing his inner circle, getting rid of them. That has been their goal for almost 20 years at this point. And every move they've made has been in furtherance of that. That's why they went after Maidan. That's why they knocked off the Ukraine government in the first first place. That's why they pushed NATO in. That's why they've done all of these things. And so Zelensky, he's coming here now to the U.S. military. And Alex, he's going to tell them, he said, you're going in because this is the war for freedom, the war for democracy. You know what? I was in there. I was still in the intelligence community. I had friends that were on the USS Kearsarge when the bombing of Libya started. You know what they said to them, Alex? They said, this is about liberty. This is about freedom. This is about democracy. We got to go in. Gaddafi's killing his own people. Gaddafi's about to gas his own people. We've got to liberate Libya. And that's why the invasion happened. That was under Hillary. That was under Obama. And we're still living under that same foreign policy junta that is running our government right now because they're propping up Joe Biden like a stick. And they are willing, and fully capable now of escalating this war to the point where they will wait for an incident, or if they are bearing an incident themselves, they will create an incident like they took out Nord Stream 2, like they've been going after these Baltic connectors and these other pipelines in the area, and they will wait for something and say, Russia has struck first, and now it is our turn to strike back.
Or Zelensky, like he did last year, will shoot two missiles at Poland, and Poland shot them down, so they got the tail numbers, and they immediately said, no, it's not the Russians, you shot them at us, even though there was no action in the area. And Zelensky said, no, Russia did it, we should go to full war.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Political calculus, and how would they slide us into that with a false flag or some other event? And what do you think Biden's handlers are thinking? Because this is the most reckless thing I've ever heard of.
I'll throw it out there, Alex. Why not? And we talked about this yesterday with President Trump, and Tucker's talked about this, of President Trump's potential assassination. We've seen the Washington Post and others try to normalize the assassination of President Trump, essentially by calling him the next Caesar, calling him a dictator, calling him an autocrat, the same way they were doing it with that Shakespeare in the Play up in 2017, Shakespeare in the Park, that I went with Laura Loomer, and we went and crashed that party all those years ago. It's the exact same play. Alex, there's one last use that they have for Zelensky. There's one last use, because they tried to turn him into a hero. That's run its course. That's now expired. But there's one last use that they have for Zelensky, and the play would be to turn him into a martyr. And I hope for his sake and for his family's sake that he sees that. And I'll say what I said earlier to Bannon. Zelensky, if you're here in the U.S., if you're in the United States, if you're in Washington, D.C., you're right down the street from me here, don't go and worry about the U.S. military. March yourself into Speaker Johnson's office and come clean. Come clean on the Biden crime family. Come clean on Burisma. Come clean on Hillary Clinton. Come clean on everything that the Clinton Foundation was doing. Remember, the number one source of funds for the Clinton Foundation was always Ukrainian oligarchs. So Zelensky, we'll give you immunity. We'll give you the witness protection. We'll give you a nice tracksuit. We'll give you a nice place down Brighton Beach, Sunny Isle, wherever you want to go. It's time to come clean. Defect and come clean to the people of the world and lay bare the crimes of the globalists. And because you know them, and deep down you know that they used you and they exploited you, they've killed the flower of the Ukrainian youth. Go out a hero.
I agree, Jack. Let me ask you this. Was that him attempting to do this 3 weeks ago when he begged for a meeting with Trump face to face?
It may have been. It very well may have been. But I think at this point he knows that if he goes to Trump, right, if he goes to Trump and he goes down there to Mar-a-Lago and he tries to get Trump on board with the war, which what he said he was doing, that Trump's not going to hear it because Trump's not a pro-war guy, and Trump has never been a pro-war guy. The same way that, Alex, you have not been a pro-war guy for 30 years. You've been calling for peace on this program for all the lies that they tell about you. This is actually the most pro-peace platform in the entire world, or certainly one of the largest, and they never want to admit it, that everything that you've talked about, everything that Trump's done, everything that the MAGA World Peace Movement has done has been in furtherance of peace, because we want actual progress for humanity. We want actual progress for civilization. And by fomenting these wars here on this planet, by fomenting conflict, by using that Hegelian context, that Hegelian the Hegelian dialectic to pit us against each other in furtherance of the regime's ends. This has been what they are for. And so you need to use all the power that you have on your hand to smash the regime to ensure stability of your civilization. And that means on the large scale, in terms of global civilization, in terms of our geopolitics, on the small scale, in terms of your towns, in terms of your villages, in terms of immigration. We need stability if we are going to have civilizational progress. That's the difference between us and the globalists.
I totally agree. You're a very busy man. You've been with us already for about 20 minutes. We're going to come back from break here, but we're still 5 minutes out from the first break. Big picture, our big discussion, you and I, for 2+ hours, Elon Musk yesterday, huge viral thing, the same discussion. I interrupted you when you first came on, tying Elon Musk into this thing. He wants peace, ringing the same alarm bells. Talk about that, and is that really the answer, having a bipartisan, peaceful uprising and saying, we don't want war, and taking the keys away from Lloyd Austin and Biden? They're in there, they're in control, they're delusional, they're taking us to the edge of oblivion. How do we peacefully stop these maniacs?
Look, Alex, the key here, right, the key here is that, and you saw us with President Trump on Saturday night there, the gathering of the political forces at the New York Gala. That was the very room, by the way, where Hillary declared Trump supporters to be deplorables. Now, we took the room over. President Trump addressed all of his top political generals and political lieutenants were all gathered, like Alexander and the Macedonians, before the invasion of the Persian Empire. But, Alex, the key here is you can say you're a humanist and you can say you are pro-humanity, and that's what Elon does, but I would point out the issue here is that that's exactly the language of the left, and the left uses that, and we know that they are anti-human. They say they are for humanity while they go up, and look, Davos starts here in about a month in Switzerland, the World Economic Forum. Schwab will go up there, and he'll say, we're doing this for the furtherance of humanity. That's why they're rolling out transhumanism. That's why they're doing the Chimera hybrid.
But all they do is tell us humanity needs to be depopulated and gotten rid of. So how do we take back control to the team human narrative?
We need to understand that this has to be done through the lens of stabilization. Our job is to stabilize these civilizations, to stabilize the way forward. So you cut against their language. There's the language that brings in the jihadis. There's the language that floods our world with third world migrants, floods our countries, floods our cities with crime, rape, et cetera, and homelessness. We need to stop all of that, number one, and be willing, by the way, to take the attacks and then come together. And look, Alex, you see the attacks that have gone on. I think that video we did, or that podcast we did, is now up to over 10 million views on X. We had Elon, we had yourself, Ramaswamy comes in. The key piece that unites everyone on there is wanting the actual progress of the human race. And in order to do that, number one, we have to find the like-minded individuals, but then you also saw there was that guy, Jason Kokonis, who came on and started saying, oh, you can't talk to Alex Jones. Alex Jones said some very bad things, and he tried to put you, and Alex, he knew that you had already answered those questions. He knew that they had asked you questions about past controversies, and he wasn't trying to act in good faith. He was trying to put you in a struggle session. And that's why it was so key. If you notice, I jumped in on him and I said, Alex already answered the question. And then Elon backed me up and said, yeah, he did already answer this question. He answered it in full. You're not trying to seek truth. You are trying to seek power. So the real goal here, Alex, we need to further identify the gatekeepers and the narrative controllers who are trying to keep control of the narrative about who you are, about who I am. These are the people that we need to start targeting. And then when they start acting that way, you slap them down. You slap them down immediately.
Absolutely. We were talking about stopping World War III, stopping the cutting off of food and resources. And this guy wants to bring up something out of context I never even said. And of course, you guys did point that out. But you talk about stabilization. Absolutely. They claim they're pro-human, but they tell us humans are bad. We've got to get rid of the humans. It's a post-human world. You all know Harari, all of them. You're right. The globalists want a great reset to build on our ashes. They are admittedly, with Extinction Rebellion and everything they're doing, destabilizing us. And so how do we, before we go to break in 1 minute, define who we are? Pro-human, stabilization, pro-peace, people that want prosperity, and to stop the social engineers, woke BlackRock cult. I mean, how would you put that in 1 minute?
So we are for the expanse and the advance of the human race. We want to colonize the stars. We want to expand ourselves into a multiplanetary civilization. But they want to invade the Middle East. They want to spend trillions of dollars to upload themselves into the Matrix mainframe. They want to turn us all into cyborgs and chimeras and all of these different things. And more importantly, they want to subjugate us. We want to free all people. This is how we take this planet and we take our civilization and we move to the next level. We used to talk this way, and the movies used to be this way, and everything used to be positive and forward looking until George W. Bush in the 1990s came around and they turned everything inward. The first rise of political correctness. That's the point. The point is you are constantly looking to the past. We are looking to the future.
That's right. We're about the future. The globalists are about feudalism and slavery. They'll be back to talk about team humanity and what that means with Jack Posobiec. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The globalist's worst nightmare and the Patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
While the globalists and all their mercenary minions lie to you about what's happening now, we tell you the truth about what's coming next. Well, I got to tell you, what Jack Posobiec said in the last 25 minutes of airtime should be seen by everybody in the world. It should be seen by the people in the government, all the rest of them. Because everything they do is failing, but they keep doubling down, and now all they've got left is, we'll go to full war with Russia, and your sons and daughters will be dying within 2 months if you don't give us another $106 billion, because Russia's going to invade NATO countries. Those are nuclear powers. That's not going to happen. The West started a war with Russia 9 years ago. That's all on record. Zbigniew Brzezinski bragged about it before he died. So is all the usual suspects like George Soros on CNN. So, Jack, you lay out the fact that just like Napoleon went to Russia to die and Hitler went there to fail, it's the same story over and over again. Anybody that does even a cursory examination, Russia has too much land. It's not expansionary. It's in a stabilization mode. They're saying have more children. So is Elon Musk. Even Kim Jong-un is saying that. And then we see the globalists cutting off our energy, cutting off our power, not letting us have new oil fields in the Gulf, but buying oil from Venezuela. The globalists are in control of this country still, but they can't help but run it the ground as they try to use it to take over the rest of the world. I mean, they really are anti-human. They really are out of control. And so I want to segue into Trump. You already mentioned this, but you know.
Well, Alex, actually, just if I could comment on what you just said there, it's very simple. The devil cannot create. The devil can only destroy. Demons can only pervert. They cannot create on their own. They cannot create good. They can only take. They cannot create evil. They can only take what is good and turn it evil. They can decay it. This is what you see because there is a deeper level than the deep state. There's a deeper level than the globalists. And this is the spiritual level that we're looking at. And the people that are behind that level understand that the surest way to lead to global annihilation and global Armageddon is to pit the two world superpowers, the two nuclear superpowers against each other. Remember, they tried for how many years, almost 80 years throughout the entire Cold War to start nuclear Armageddon in this world. They failed because cooler heads did actually prevail during that time. Now, look at it again. They're trying to run the same exact play because they know if Russia and the United States go to blows, that is the end of humanity. That is the end of this project. And if you don't think that that is involved in a spiritual element, then you don't understand what's going on. You have Lucifer on one side and the sword of Saint Michael on the other, because God wrote the story of this, but he didn't write the date. The future isn't written. The future of Armageddon, the future of the coming of the Antichrist, it isn't written in terms of the date. We know it will take place. We know it will come, but that is what these people have been trying for the longest time now, centuries at this point, to bring this about. And so if you want to talk about what it is that we are for, right? Now, I understand that Elon Musk doesn't necessarily consider himself a spiritual individual. We understand that he doesn't, you know, and I do kind of think, just listening to that show that we did yesterday, the one piece of it that I would personally say was missing is that he didn't get into the higher spiritual dimensions of that which it is that we are going through right now. Because you could tell, Alex, we were all searching for the word for it, and I would say the word is right there. We are on the side of spiritual righteousness, and they are on the side of the demons. They are on the side of the demonic.
So we are 11 months, even less than 11 months out from this election. What do you expect the deep state to pull next? I would just imagine that almost all of them that aren't consciously into satanic energy and mass death would want to blow the whistle, would want to go public, would want to say no. I know our military, when they get addressed by Zelensky, they're almost to a man and woman, unless they're the top brass, against this war. So what do you expect to come out of this? And I want to get more into the Elon Musk free speech, where you see X going, how you see the establishment striking back there.
Look, you see that same satanic energy, Alex. That's what drives them. That's what drives their movement. That's why they're for the mutilation of children. That's why they're for the corruption of children. What more do you need to understand that these people are in concert with the demonic? What more do you need? Alex, I'm talking about mass chaos. I'm talking about if you think 2020... If you thought 2020 was chaotic, you haven't seen anything. They will unleash mass chaos. The things that we're talking about here, when I talk about Russia and the United States going to war and going to blows, I'm talking about no less than World War III. And they will assassinate anyone that they think they have to assassinate, whether it be Zelensky, whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be both of them, whether it be even Joe Biden, as I know you mentioned on Tucker. Why not? Because from Washington Post to Alex Jones to Tucker Carlson, there's something in the air. There's something in the air right now where people feel, and we've seen some of these low-level but increasingly higher-level assassinations within Ukraine. That's where the energy is at its locus point right now, is in Ukraine. And now Zelensky is bringing that energy to the United States. And that is the energy of death. That is the energy of destruction. You can look at those demographic charts in Ukraine. An entire generation of people has been wiped out there in a demographic death spiral for their entire country. And those people who fled, they're not coming back. And they are increasing it, and they want to bring it here.
And by the way, I'm not saying this is a Nazi conspiracy, but if you look at Ukraine, where the Nazis were operating, and then after World War II, it was one of the main bases, and you look at the deputy prime minister in Canada, her family are, quote, refugees from the Nazi occupation, pro-Nazi. In Canada, then they had the former SS officer that actually carried out exterminations of Jews for real, getting a standing ovation with Zelensky. There's a very sick, evil undercurrent. We know they had Ukrainian operatives at January 6th. We know we've had Ukrainian hit teams that are well-known saying, we're going to get Jack Posobiec next. I've had them come on, our site and publicly say on Twitter, they're going to get me next. So just like the CIA used Cubans as a cutout to be part of the Kennedy assassination, you're saying it looks like they may use Ukrainians somehow in this mix as well.
Well, the CIA was working with these leave behind groups. This is Operation Gladio. Obviously we know about Operation Northwoods, but Operation Gladio, which was taking place in Europe, particularly behind the Iron Curtain as much as possible, these were all the leave-behind groups working with the Nazi intelligence network that had been left behind.
Yeah, all the CIA had was the Nazis that were
all
left behind.
The SS network.
Yeah.
These were all the Nazis. Operation Paperclip comes over, and then they have the Nazi officers that had their networks behind enemy lines, which became enemy lines in the Cold War, right? Remember, because it switches. They switch very quickly. You know, we have to crush the Nazis, crush the Nazis, crush the Nazis. World War II ends. All right, now we have to crush the Soviets. Now the Soviets become the ultimate evil. The war is the point. The point of the war is not to win. The point of the war is to make the war continuous, to continue the war. So immediately, Russia goes from being our ally to now Russia is the ultimate enemy. We have to crush them. We have to defeat them. And so the Nazis then became our partners with Operation Paperclip. Then you have NASA, then with von Braun, of course, and then you have this, the origins of the OSS and the CIA were always based on the Nazi network within Europe. And those same SS units that were on the ground, and I'm not talking about the ethnic German SS units, I'm talking about the units of the collaborators in places like Ukraine, in Eastern Galicia, which was Stepan Bandera.
Well, that's the guy that got the standing ovation was the Ukrainian Nazi.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Then the Ukrainian Nazi up in Canada was one of these guys. So he was one of the leave behinds that he's retired and he was given his peace because he went and did his work and then they brought him back to Canada. And that was his reward for working for them.
And that was part of Paperclip.
Again and again and again. And so you have to understand that when the CIA was created and was created along these lines after the war, something very dark and sinister was injected into the American Republic and the American system that was never part of the founders' vision, that was never supposed to be part of what we are and who we are as a people, and it began to fundamentally change our country.
And by the way, Jack,
in the aftermath of World War II.
What you're saying is beautiful history. For anybody tuned in, it's all 100% true. So let me add to that. So you have, a few years after World War II, they already started meeting with what was left of the Nazis. Klaus Schwab's father, grandfather, Prince Bernhard, who'd been a Nazi at the first, was the founder of it. And that was a merger with the British Empire, the American Empire, and what was left of the Nazi Empire.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Leverage point where they were starting to see Russia come closer in with Germany, and they were trying to blow that up because they knew if they blew that up, then they could maintain more control over the continent.
Ira, let me just throw in another subgroup here. You then obviously have Jews and the diaspora and all over, and they tend to be liberal because, you know, they want to, quote, protect groups. So that's another group. You've got, you know, the British royalty that's manipulating all these groups. You know, all these groups, you know, the communist Chinese, and you've got other groups that are battling them. But talk about the good old boys. And a good old boy just means somebody from the South who cares about the community and things. I could tell you, having a family that's been involved in all this stuff, I've seen it, and I mean, he goes on. I never even get into it on air because it's just too fantastical. But it's World War II, all that stuff, back to Texas founding, back to the beginning of the country. Literally, the people in my family are, we want to produce wealth and expansion for everybody and have an open, free society, not the counterfeit that Soros has, but literally, we want to be Christian and upstanding and have an expanding civilization, and we just want to be good guardians of that. And I'm not saying, you know, quote, what they call a good old boy that the left attacks is perfect. It's certainly got its problems, but that idea is what was left of the original 13 colonies that were north and south then. That idea of the of the American aristocrat that wasn't trying to rule, but was actually trying to empower the general public, that threatens globalism. Well, and that's why the globalists want to get rid of that Americana idea that they now see Trump representing as the ultimate good old boy who is actually out for everybody. It's good old boy.
Because, Alex, it's very clear, and just as you say, these classes, you know, some of them might be more ethnic, some of them may not, but just like the CCP doesn't represent all Chinese people, right? We're talking about the ruling elite. We're talking about specific individuals. In this way, you can look at the American Revolution. We call it the War of Independence, but what was it independence from? It was from the international ruling system of the time, which was the British Empire. This was the international system, and the United States was not set up to be an empire. The United States was set up to be a free nation state. And so if you have a world of free nation states, because the founders understood that these great global systems and global empires that will always break, that won't work, it's not going to be stable. They said you're going to have instability through this. And it's always, remember, they lived through periods of intense wars. The competition between the French Empire and the British Empire.
And that's what George Washington.
They knew Napoleon.
Is George Washington not the original good old boy? They wanted to be king. He wouldn't be. He went back to his farm.
He refused the crown. When Washington refused the crown, it set forward a new threat to all of these globalists. You could call it the globalists of the past. And it set forward a new threat to them who said, I will not be an empire. This will not be a global empire. We will be a nation state. We will have influence in our area. But we exist for the betterment of humanity and the betterment of our citizens.
And that's the revolution.
And that is the greatest threat. That is the greatest threat to these people. And it's been the greatest threat to them for nearly 300 years now.
And this is the best interview ever. And people just watched this hour. We've really, and they all know this. This is all in the PhD history books. This is the American system that threatened all the other empires. And now they've partially seized America to build this new globalist empire. We have to reject it. And America will be more prosperous and more powerful than it's ever been. We've lost our soft power because we left George Washington and embraced people like the current idiot.
Alex, I got to run because actually I just looked at the time. My show is starting in about 10 minutes over Human Events, if anyone wants to check that out. But this has been incredible. I'm so glad that you have made it back to X. I'm glad that Elon made the choice. Happy to play a small role in that. But the fact that we have someone now, and you know, people say, what do you think about Elon Musk? Because I don't trust him completely. All right, I don't trust him completely. But as you said on the show, Alex, trust a tree by its fruits. Know a tree by its fruit. And we've seen the expansion of freedom. We've seen the expansion of our freedom of thought. Because you cannot have freedom of action until you have freedom of thought. And you do not have freedom of thought unless you have freedom of speech, which is the positive expression of the freedom of thought. Because when I talk to my wife, Tanya Tay, and her family members that grew up for the Soviet Union, they do not have freedom of thought. They did not have freedom of thought back then. Because if you said the wrong thing, if you said the wrong opinion, and someone overheard you, guess what? You got disappeared. Nobody heard from you ever again. And so what do? You shut up. The real censorship, Alex, is not the censorship externally. It is the censorship internally. And that's what I said on the show. And that's what we're fighting against now.
That's right.
The information war that's on for your mind, as you called it, Alex, 30 years ago. And we over at Human Events and humanevents.com, we're just happy to be able to do our part as well.
And in closing, if the Russians were taking my rights for trying to censor me or saying the American right wing needs to be put in FEMA camps like they're officially saying, I would be a Russophobe and ready for war. They're not. The globalists, the stay-behind networks, the detritus that was left over from World War II ran and hid here and infected us. And it's time to remove this crap and move on from World War II to the next age of human exploration. Jack Posobiec is on in about 8 minutes. How do people find your show again?
Yeah, find me. It's Human Events, humanevents.com. We'll be at America Fest this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, Maricopa County. This will be the gathering of the Macedonians going in to the greatest fight for American liberty 2024. Alex, God bless. And if I don't see you, man, Merry Christmas.
You too, brother. Wow. Well, Jack Posobiec, I've known him 8 years, was always good. He is about as good as it gets now. That guy knows what he's talking about. It's so good to talk to somebody that's read hundreds of history books. And actually knows all this, because, I mean, new listeners are people that are liberals are tuning in who always say, we're so smart, liberals are smart, you're all dumb. And you actually talk to a liberal, even a PhD, and you'll be like, yeah, well, this is kind of a repeat of Waterloo and the pincer attack, and they just look at you like you're trying to show off. Or you'll explain to them Operation Gladio or Operation Ajax or, you know, any of this, and they just don't even know what you're talking about. They think you're trying to show off to them. I didn't read all this stuff because I wanted to show off. I read about it because it was interesting, and I wanted to understand it more. And I heard my parents talking about all this, and my family all talking about it. And I thought everybody was like this. I thought everybody's family knew about ICBM MIRV technology and Wernher von Braun, space station plans, and all of that. I thought that's what everybody talked about. And then I was growing up, people thought, man, people liked me, but people were saying, well, you're like a jock that reads books and you're, sitting there at the dinner table at your girlfriend's house. The dad sells insurance and the dad thinks you're a weirdo because you know about his insurance and actuaries and how insurance works when you're 15 years old. I mean, knowledge is addictive. And I don't claim to get it all right all the time. I know so much, kind of gets foggy as time goes on. I've learned 1,000 times more than I can remember. You know what I mean? But I want to give knowledge to people. I want to get knowledge. I want to understand how the world works. I want to build a better future. And the people running things just have this selfish impetus to try to make everybody else poor and under their control while claiming they love you and care about you. And all they're really doing is wrecking your future. I mean, there's no doubt, as he said, this is good versus evil. This is a death cult, and we better stop them now. And I'm telling you, man, it's all on the table. Mass shootings, bombings, false flags, race war, power outages, cyber attacks, expanded wars, stock market crashes. I mean, it's going down. You can feel it. So people are, waking up right now, and everybody's kind of listening now. Because deep down, folks, you know you're in danger, baby. We have another amazing guest. I've been watching this stuff for a couple of years on Twitter. But I wanted to get him on to, we'll tell you the guesses when he gets on with us. No, I didn't see it in my list, too. I need a few of those clips. He did one like a week ago, so I said, you got to get him on. We're talking about white people and the new black people and explaining how this divide and conquer works. So pretty please, triple cupcakes on top. Please make sure I have that. I'm just reminding you guys that I need that. So I want to play that clip up front when we come back. Do we have it? Because I know everybody's really busy, but I didn't see it in my list. All right, so we have the video. Well, good. I want to put the Twitter video up, and I want to play it. I meant to play it, never got to it, but he'll actually be joining us. Before I go any further, please remember, we're reaching 50 million people today right now, or more. That's very conservative. 60, 70. It's insane. Anyways, but we need funds, ladies and gentlemen. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong, there's some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWars Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Shop now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It is a top flight site with a ton of security on it. That's why it's sometimes slow, because we've got massive security on the site. So it's super safe. InfoWarsStore.com or order by phone. 888-253-3139. If you want to support me, because the court and bankruptcy makes me pay half the legal bills, which I can't even do, but they allow me to have some my book revenue to pay the bills. That's gracious of them. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Get the signed fundraiser copy at InfoWarsStore.com or get the regular copy, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's going towards number one on Amazon. So if you get an InfoWars, that supports the broadcast. The Great Awakening, thank you. All right, we'll be back with a special guest and more. Hour number three, straight ahead.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.